It is 6:32. We have Dave Olson and Tessa Stitzer participating online. We have Amy Pitt, our clerk. We have Jennifer Bowen, who's our legal counsel. We have Kathleen Ray Bailey, who is a council member. She's here. Kevin's here. I'm here. So we have a full council. Awesome. Let's get this party started. Kathleen, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? The flag's kind of buried over there in the corner.
I can see it.
See the top right over there? All right.
Please rise and repeat with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Kathleen. Okay, so 2.1, we'd like to recognize any visiting officials. We do not have any currently here. 2.2, citizen comment.
They might show up.
Okay, thanks. Are there any citizens who'd like to make a comment? If there are, please step to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. All right, seeing none, we'll move to 2.3, Unified Fire. They are not in attendance, neither are Unified Police. This is kind of a not average meeting because of the statute requiring us to meet today to certify the election. So they will all be at our next meeting. So you'll notice we have a condensed agenda. We do have a 3.1 for our council business. We have some meeting minutes to approve. You guys were sent the meeting minutes for three of the meetings. They were, have it written down, 9:05, 9:20, and 10:18. Does anybody have any additions or changes to those meeting minutes?
Motion to approve the 3 minutes.
I have a motion to approve the three sets of meeting minutes. And I have a second. The motion's from Kathleen. The second is from Kevin. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Passes unanimously. I'll get those signed and over to Nicole for posting. Fiscal items. We do not have any fiscal items at the moment. We'll do those at our next meeting. 3.3, we're going to open our public hearing. Jennifer, I always need help on these public hearing ones just to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. So do we just say that we're going to open the public hearing for 3.3, which is the certification of election results?
How you stated it was perfect.
Could you repeat that? I could barely hear the end of it.
Sorry, just how you stated that was perfect. So
okay.
Go move.
Okay. And I have a second.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion, a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Kathleen was the motion. Kevin was the second. It was unanimous. We're now in public hearing for the certification of election results. The election results were posted. They are as follows. Are all of the three council members that ran unopposed? This has been posted on the front door of the Lions Club. It's also been posted on our website. So if you go to section two, Councilmember Kathleen Ray Bailey, she won Councilmember at large seat A. Myself, Sean Clayton, won council member at large seat B, and Tessa Stitzer, won council member at large seat 3. And then Jennifer, what do we have to do to certify these results? Just that we agree, approve the resolution.
Yes, that you approve the resolution. Let's see.
Just adopting the, or certifying the 2023 municipal general election results?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. So I have a motion to approve the resolution of the Copperton Metro Township certifying the 2013 municipal general election results by Kathleen Bailey, 2023. Why was I 2019? I'm thinking COVID-19. So I have a motion from Kathleen. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. I have a second. We'll let Dave second that one. Sorry, Kevin. You've been monopolizing the seconding here. So I have motion and second. Any discussion, any disagreement with those numbers or with this resolution? All right, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 All right. Motion that passes.
The public hearing.
A motion to close the public hearing. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. Motion was Kathleen Bailey. Second was Kevin Severson. Man, I am struggling today. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning, though. It's been a rough day. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. I would like to open the public hearing. I'll make the motion to open the public hearing for the 2024 budget. Do I have a second?
Kathleen,
second. Okay, we are now in public hearing for the 2024 budget. The 2024 budget has been posted on the door outside the Lions Club. It's also been posted on our website and on the public notice website in its entirety, along with the resolution to adopt it. This is the same motion, or this is the same budget that we tentatively approved last month. There have been no changes to it. There is also no need this year to do a budget amendment for the 2023 budget. So that's why you don't see that on this agenda today. Are there any comments or discussion related to the 2024 budget?
Are we in a public hearing for it?
We are in a public hearing, yes.
Any comments from the public?
Any comments from the public on our budget? Right? No comments?
To approve the 2023 budget as...
2024.
Sorry, 2024 budget as written.
Okay, I have a motion from Kathleen Bailey. Do I have a second? Second from Kevin Severson. Is there any discussion on this budget related to this resolution to adopt? All right, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, passes unanimously.
Motion to close the public hearing on the budget.
I have a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion was Kathleen Bailey. Second was Kevin Severson. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, unanimous. Let's go on to 3.5, the public hearing for the 2024 fee schedule. I'd like to
open the public hearing for the 2024 fee schedule.
Okay, we have a motion to open. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Kevin. Thanks, Kevin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I'm going to call. There's like a delay in the recording. That's awesome. Thanks, Tessa. Okay, so we're going to open it up for public comment related to the 2024 fee schedule that has been posted in its entirety. All 17 pages is on the door of the Lions Club. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, I saw that.
I think I went above and beyond with some tape. It was great. So it's been posted physically. It's been posted on our website. It's also been posted on the public notice website. Any discussion related to it? As noted, there are still no business license fees, as we decided many moons ago. So that's not on there. The rest of the fees, they were studied, as we discussed back in October. They were consulted upon, and they were set to cover the actual expense. For example, if somebody needed a certain type of permit, an analysis was done to make sure that the person hours related to that permit were covered, so that we weren't supplementing people trying to get permits. The only ones we want to supplement in Copperton are the businesses, because we do enjoy the sales tax revenue from those. Any discussion related to the fee schedule from the council, since there was none from the public? Tessa, Dave, do you have anything?
I do not.
Motion to approve the fee schedule as written for 2024.
I'm going to tweak that just a hair, because I know that this is important for Nathan. To a resolution adopting the Copperton Metro Township's fee schedule for 2024.
As stated by council.
Oh, sorry. It's an ordinance. I was mistaken.
To approve the ordinance.
Yes, to approve the ordinance of the Copperton Metro Township Council adopting the fee schedule. So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. Any further discussion? All right, call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. I make a motion to close the public hearing related to the 2024 fee schedule.
Okay.
I made the motion. Kevin made the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Now we're back to our regular council meeting. That was brutal when you have to have three in a row. Okay, so 3.6. Excuse me, Tessa, the law enforcement update.
Okay, so Gabby and her team did finish the survey. They actually finished everything up on November 30th. Pretty good response given the fact that our town's pretty small. So there was 61 recorded responses. I did have to have her go back and make a couple adjustments because she did have a few errors on the project, the slideshow that she had put together, just showing all of that data. So she's going to make that one correction. I do have the invoice that I will send over so that she can be paid for her time. It looks like we got pretty good responses. I think it's some great information. So as soon as those edits are made or those corrections are made, then I will be sure to send it over to the council. And then I hope that we can go through everything at our regular third Wednesday of the month meeting.
Yes. Will the survey person, will they want to present it or will you just take care of that? Just so I make sure that the agenda is correct.
I can present it. That's fine.
Okay.
Too in depth. So I feel comfortable doing that.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for doing that, Tessa. So thanks for that.
Absolutely.
Glad it was able to take place. So let's move on to 4.1. Again, we're going to open the floor for citizen comment. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comment to 3 minutes per person. Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to any and other announcements. Just remember that we have our regular meeting, as Tessa said, the third Wednesday, which would be the 20th of December. I'm hoping to, obviously we'll have the information back from the survey. We can then provide that to our people that are interested, which puts us right on schedule for what we want to do. We will also provide the meeting schedule for next year, along with think about future assignments for the council. We'll talk about that as well. Again, where it's Christmas time, I would like to keep it a little bit of a shorter meeting because all the truth and taxation stuff, we've already been through it. We've already voted on those things and such. And I know a lot of the other boards that we sit on will usually take a little bit of a lighter stance in December just because not a lot of people are around. Now, anything else from any other council members? Any other announcements?
When's the next meeting?
The 20th, December 20th.
Oh.
So Wednesday. That's our meeting. Sorry, Dave.
Well, I have a question about when Tessa is ready to present those results. Do we want to do that first? Do you want to do that, Tessa, first to the council, or would you like to have any police services there to participate in that discussion?
I think at first it would probably be best just to do this as a council. I think that, you know, none of us have really seen that data yet. So it would probably be best for us to be able to take a look at it, see what those results are and be able to come up with, you know, what types of questions we may have or if there's anything further we need to find out before we start putting that out to other entities, if that makes sense. That's just my opinion.
I think that does make sense. I agree with that, Tessa, that, I mean, obviously, Dave, our meetings are open to the public. So if the various law enforcement services want to attend, they are more than happy to, but we won't address them directly at this time, but they can hear what we discuss.
No, and I like that. I agree. I think that'll give us an opportunity to kind of put together a more formal presentation when we do send that information out to law enforcement services. So I was just asking. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. All right. Are there any other announcements? All right. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion to adjourn. A second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everybody.